At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of January 8th, 2018. The time is now 6:02. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. Is there anybody who would like to speak now or who has signed up?
I have received no forms.
Okay. Is there anybody present who would like to speak? Okay, moving on. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Yes, I just want to mention that the High Meadow Road rezoning from last month was approved by City Council. That was the rezoning from agricultural to commercial. And secondly, I want to let everybody know to save the date. We are kicking off our comprehensive plan and meeting, essentially the project. And the first step is going to be the stakeholder meetings. And we have tentatively scheduled February 6th and 7th for several stakeholder meetings. Each one of you will be assigned to a specific topic. Once we get those details nailed down with times, we'll be reaching out to all you guys. So it's about a month heads up that we'll be having these stakeholder meetings.
Okay. Thank you. All right. 4.0. Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of December 11th, 2017. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or corrections to the minutes? All right. Seeing none, please enter your votes now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. New business 5.1, consideration to approve final plat of City of Tomball Railroad Museum, a subdivision of 2.135 acres, being a replat of lots 1 through 12 in block 6, being a portion of Florence Street abandoned, lots 1 through 5 in block 26, lots 1 through 6 and block 27 of the revised map of Tomball. An addition in Harris County, Texas, as recorded in the volume 4, page 25 of the Harris County map record, situated in the William Hurd Survey A-371, Harris County, Texas. Can we have a report, please, staff?
Yes. The first plat on the agenda tonight is the City of Tomball Railroad Museum. It's located on the east side of Elm Street between Market and Fannin Streets. It's located in Old Town and mixed use. It's also SF6 zoning. One lot is being created of 2.135 acres. This is a copy of the plat that's been submitted for approval. And Community Development recommends approval with the following contingencies: show square footage with 2 digits to the right of the decimal and acreage with 4 digits, and then fix the typos.
Is that it? Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Move to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there any questions or discussion? Seeing none, please enter your votes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, thank you. 5.2, consideration to approve final plat of R. Spink subdivision, 1.8261 acres, located in the J. House Survey, A34, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This is the final plat for R. Spink subdivision, located south of Brown Street and west of Kingbird Drive, located in the ETJ. One lot is being created of 1.8261 acres. This is a copy of the plat that was submitted for approval. And Community Development recommends approval with the following contingencies: correct the typos and the title of the plat to read R. Spink subdivision, correct the plat dates, add City of Tomball standard floodplain note, provide updated tax certificates and title report, remove road and driveway shown on the plat, and submit to Harris County for approval.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your votes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.3, consideration to approve zoning case P17-0137. Request by Lance Langenhoven to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 5.8588 acres of land legally described as Lot 61, Block 1, Abandoned Animal Rescue Replat, within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located on the north side of East Huffsmith at Hospital Road from the Agricultural District to the General Retail District. Staff, could we have the presentation, please?
Thank you. This is an image of the, an aerial image showing the property outlined in red. It's currently used as abandoned animal rescue. The land use for that is animal kennel outdoor pens. Give you some background on the case. We met with the applicant back in October. He expressed interest in wanting to build a boat and RV storage facility on the property and requested a rezoning, which was denied at Planning and Zoning Commission in December. On the December 18, 2017 City Council meeting, the applicant asked to change his request to general retail, so no action was taken on the commercial district rezoning, and we're here tonight for general retail rezoning. The property is zoned ag. Surrounding properties are also zoned agricultural, single family 20, single family 9. The future land use designates the property as rural residential. Surrounding properties are also rural residential and low density and medium density residential. As mentioned, Abandoned Animal Rescue currently operates on the site as a commercial business. East Huffsmith Road also has a variety of different land uses, including single family and also True Expressions Photography, Texas Prospects Baseball, Maple Creek Bed and Breakfast, Cornerstone Electric, and two projects that are currently in the review process, which is a wedding venue and another storage facility. East Huffsmith Road is also designated a major arterial by the city's major thoroughfare plan. Major arterials typically have non-residential land uses to and the roads can accommodate the high traffic volumes that are associated with those land uses. Also, the surrounding properties offer somewhat of a buffer on most of the property. There's a Harris County flood control ditch to the north, there's a landlocked property to the west, and there's a Neal Street right-of-way to the east, which kind of buffers the back of the 5 acres. Public notification requirements were met. We did receive one in support this time. City staff recommends approval due to the mixture of land uses on East Huffsmith Road, the East Huffsmith classification of a major arterial, the regulations that are already in place to protect residences from non-residential developments, and the location of the property and their surroundings. And the applicant is here and would like to address the commission.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward and present your case, state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Lance Langenhoven. My address is 70 West Sunstone Circle, The Woodlands, Texas, 77381. I'd like to first of all thank Amelia and Craig for helping with getting this back on the agenda, because I know there's a quick turnaround, and I think partly due to my experience with working with the city and how these things work, I kind of messed up my original application. I think what I always wanted to do was do general retail with a CUP or a boat and RV storage, but you know, you're not being used to how this all works, I made a mistake. So anyway, I have this presentation here tonight that I'd like to go through with you guys. If you look at this slide, the property is the outlined in green, and that's the abandoned animal rescue property. And at the, you know, on right on East Huffsmith, you can see where the abandoned animal rescue building is. The property is shaded in the purple. Those are all people that I've visited one by one, and they've all signed their support, and I've given copies of all of those documents to Amelia. She has them. I've explained to them in detail exactly what we'll be doing on this property, and as I've said, they've all supported. As Amelia mentioned, there are quite a few buffers on the property. I've numbered each tract, so you can see number one tract, you'll see it's only 100 foot wide. It's highly unlikely that somebody's going to be doing anything on that because it's so narrow. And right behind that, you've got the Harris County drainage ditch to the north. Tracts number two and three are landlocked, and there's a drainage ditch to the west of to the west of those two tracts. Tract number six, there's a CUP for a tennis facility on tract six, and obviously we've got the baseball court just to the east, just to the west of that. Tract number seven, eight, and nine, those are the only residential homes on that northern side of East Huffsmith, and every one of those homeowners are quite happy with what I'm projecting to do to the property. And obviously number 10 and 11, those property owners also are happy with the project. The property owner at number 12 is an investor that's investing through some mutual fund type company. I tried to contact him, they wouldn't release his contact information, so I couldn't get a hold of him. Track number 13 has a big metal fence around and huge dogs. I couldn't get to the house, so I couldn't get his feedback. But essentially what we have is, you can see that where I'm proposing to put the boat and RV storage is on the back 5 acres. That piece of land is essentially landlocked because in the front is the abandoned animal rescue. So I'm going to go to the next slide to show you what we're proposing to do. Now you can see on here the green shaded area is where I'm proposing to fence in that area so that a business can continue where the abandoned animal rescue currently is operating from. The yellow portion is a proposed driveway. It's about a 30-foot wide driveway that will lead to the 5 acres at the back. That's about a 280-foot driveway, so it's quite long, and you know, people driving down East Huffsmith will hardly be able to see anything that far away, especially if you're doing sort of 45 miles an hour going down that road. So on this slide, we had in one of the previous instances that I was here, somebody mentioned that there could be light pollution that, you know, could be concerning to the neighbors. So I thought, well, let me put together the lighting plan for this property. Now, to the north, as we know, it's all, you know, the drainage ditch, and you know, to the west, there's, you know, the landlocked pieces of land, so those ones are not going to be bothered by any lighting. And then the lights number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 could potentially be issues. Now, light number 1 is, and number 2 will be facing the CUP for the tennis facility, so they shouldn't be complaining about lights. Lights number 4 and 5 actually face into the property itself, so they're not going to be bothering anyone. So the only light potentially that could be bothering anybody is light number 3 on that diagram. And I've spoken to that neighbor, and we said we put an 8-foot picket fence up between us and any residential neighbor. So that would, because our lights are not that high up, they're actually quite low. So, and here's what the lighting plan, or you know, the typical light would look like. It's a full cutoff light. It basically points downwards. It doesn't point upwards and outwards to any neighbors. So it's, I mean, as you can see, with this kind of lighting, it's highly unlikely that anybody's going to be complaining about lighting. Go forward. So this is the current building at the abandoned animal rescue, and you can see that, you know, these guys don't have, they're a charity, they don't have much money to be spending on anything except animals. So they don't have a huge upkeep on this property. Now we're proposing to really get this fixed up completely. That old canopy, we're going to get rid of that, and we're going to essentially put this new canopy in the front. We're going to replace any sheetrock that's messed up and repaint all of it to look really good. We're going to put new roll-up doors on the little sort of storage warehouse that they have on the other side, and basically just clean up the front of the property to look much more attractive than it does now. Sorry to say that.
But so you're following.
These are the guys from AAR, my supporters. So, and around the back, we're proposing to put a parking lot at the back of the property because the potential tenant for this where the abandoned animal rescue is now is proposed to be some kind of a contracting services company, like an electrician, a plumber, a landscaping company, or something like that. And those companies typically have a number of vehicles, service vehicles, that they like to keep safe. And we plan to put those around the back of the property so they're not that visible from the road, because we want to keep that sort of, you know, I know it's a business kind of operation right now, but we don't want to get it more intensive than what it is now. In fact, we'd like to try and reduce the intensity. I have an existing boat and RV storage property up in Conroe, and it's a kind of almost a very similar setup. It has a residential home on the one side, and it has a driveway on the west. Actually, the same kind of situation as this. That driveway is only 230 feet, and you can see here, looking at it, you can hardly see any sort of commercial enterprise at the back, even though there's a little office building, which actually is just a garage. Sorry, it's just a garage really. But in this instance, at East Huffsmith, there will be no building visible, nothing except a gate in the distance. And I've had a photorealistic image created, which you can see here, and that's kind of what it would look like from the road. So really, you know, the way it looks today, I don't think it's going to hardly look any worse. It's going to look better. And really, I don't think anybody's going to know that a boat and RV storage business is even at the end of that driveway. And then I just kind of made a copy of everybody's signature. So these are all the neighbors that have signed their support for this, and they're within 200 feet of the project, and I've given copies of those to Amelia, so she can give you copies if you need them. There's one other thing that I noticed in the staff report, which kind of reminded me to tell you guys something about it. Apparently the utilities in that area are not significant. I don't know exactly what they are, but this type of business does not need high quality utilities, because really, a guy storing a boat in an RV does not need water and sewer. I mean, we need a tap for the water to wash a few things. That's probably about it. So